evening.
Good evening, I'm hammerless again this evening. Good evening everybody, welcome. Obviously at the start of the meeting I'd like us to all be upstanding just for 2 minute silence in the Queen Elizabeth, who sadly passed away this afternoon. So you can all be upstanding please. Thank you very much, thank you very much. Sad day in history today. Won't be remembered for a long time. Hello Stephen, shut the door, yes, thank you. Okay. Good evening councillors, members of the public. Welcome to tonight's members of the meeting of the Parish Council on Thursday the 8th of September. We'll start off as we always do with a public forum for any member of the public to ask any questions. If you'd just like to stay there, if you have a question, please put your hand up and we'll try and answer your question. If it says who you are and where you come from, we'll go from there. So do you have any questions for the public?
Hi, I'm Tracy Kingston. I live in Maiden Court, up at the block of flats opposite Cliff Gardens.
Yep.
I just really wanted to ask what's happening with the proposal for the open air gym equipment that might be going in there. And where that is at, and
the lighting
that it looks like.
You said gym equipment is going in there or going
in
somewhere?
I think it's suggested that it might be an area to put an open air gym. Like they've got an event in the park, in Park Road, where it's an exercise.
We had a suggestion that we looked at an open, there was grants available. About a year ago, there was grants available for gym equipment, and we did discuss it at the time. We just done our budget for the year because it would involve us with obviously some costs, and also it's where we actually put it. So what we did, we've shelved it for conversation that happened in January to look at it for next year's budget. Mm-hmm. We hadn't discussed where it was going to be.
Oh, right. No, I just thought that would be an obvious place because it's a really well-used area. I mean, the scheme where I live,
The suggestions we had.
Well, we
looked at using a piece of the Celtas Park. We get permission from the Isle of Wight Council to have that. We looked at Lake Cliff Gardens as a possible, but we're going to have a proper discussion of that in January. It's always been our agenda, and it's going to be properly discussed in January as to whether we can, you know, do it somewhere in Lake. But if there's possibility of putting it somewhere up your way, we'll consider that as part of the overall consideration for it.
Yeah, because there's a lot of seaside towns like Brighton and places like that have got these bikes.
Yeah.
Not bikes, but you know the equipment on these, and they look out to sea. So I think it's quite...
We need to be statutory care. I mean, there were some in Sandham Gardens.
Yeah, they took them away, didn't they?
They completely went rusty because of the sea air. They rusted out. They don't have a very long... that type of thing, the metal bikes and stuff, they don't have a very long lifespan because the ones in Sandham Gardens went rusty and were unsafe. So they had to be taken out.
I'm
so.
Sure they've got theirs from. Theirs has been in years, hasn't it? Long, long time. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, I do. We will be discussing it in January as part of our budget planning for the next financial year.
Thank you.
Welcome. Nothing else?
No.
Yes, Stephen.
Sonny, very briefly,
yep.
Apologise if I missed anything the last...
That's all right.
...or two. Just any chance, Mr. Chairman, kind of a brief update, the latest news on the Tesco Express Road scheme. With Ardenwyde Council,
yep.
Road improvement scheme, and obviously the land to the rear of KFC, latest news on what's happening there, because it's getting quite overgrown down there.
Both are...
Literally with natural vegetation.
Both, one is on my chairman's update, and one is on my councillor's, county council's update, so you'll hear both of those as the meeting goes on. You can pick up questions at the end after what I said later on, okay? No more? Thank you. Nice to see four members of the public here. Thank you. Okay. Just one amendment to the agenda under my chairman's dispensation. Item 9, there's nothing to report on the ripples, so we will be substituting that with events working party, remembrance update, and especially after today's tragic news, there'll be other things events working party wants to bring to the table. We would have picked it up last month, but Councillor Marshall was poorly last month. So I've allowed an amendment to the agenda of item number 9. So, number 1, apologies for absence. Mike?
To Gaffo and Pauline Evans.
Thank you. Receive any declarations of interest on the agenda items not already declared? Do you have any? Your pen raised. Adrian?
Number 8, non-peculiary.
Okay.
And number 7, non-pecuniary, I think.
Why have you got pecuniary interest in the toilets?
Non-pecuniary.
Why?
None.
Okay.
Why have you got an interest in them? You're a councillor.
We've all got an interest in the toilets, so they're the toilets that we own. I don't see...
Because there's something that's going to come up. Could be...
Are you going to make money from it?
Non-pecuniary. You do not have an interest in the toilets over and beyond a normal council's interest in the toilets. Okay? Right, number 3. To confirm the minutes of the meeting held on the 14th of July, 2022. Do we have any queries on the minutes, Sue? Councillors?
No. I'm fine. I don't know about the others.
Do we have any queries on the minutes?
I'm fine.
Okay?
Fine.
We all happy?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, number 4. Matters arising, not requiring a resolution. So,
The rose bed at the co-op funeral, we were able to switch the watering arrangements once the hose pipe back came in, and I hope they've survived.
Only just.
Only just. Well, that's good. I have sent the grant funds to the voluntary groups, and I wrote to the Sandown and Shanklin Indoor Lifeboat explaining why we weren't giving them anything. I wrote to Dan Flo about the toilets. There's been quite a bit has gone on since then. And be more under community policing. I did write to the island superintendent, who eventually managed to get his sergeant in the Bay Area to switch Jackie May's working days so she could come on a Thursday, except she can't come this evening. But she promises to be here next time.
Just update on those two, the revetment toilets. I was down there the other night actually. I have spoke to John Gilby personally about the toilets. The revetment toilets will be fully deep cleaned at the end of the season, so at the end of this month, they will be fully deep cleaned. The gents wasn't too bad, the urinal was a bit, but the ladies fine until you shut the door. Behind the door hadn't been cleaned for a while, but they've been heavily used this summer, and touch wood, they're much better than they have been in the past, so they will be, they're first on the list to be properly deep cleaned at the end of September, early October. So we'll watch this space on that one. And just on the community policing, first day the kids back at school, vandalism and new road toilets again. Jackie May, I contacted Jackie May and she did respond to me saying she couldn't come tonight, but she will supply some data and she will come into the next meeting. But she has now gone and spoken to the school. She has sat outside the toilets, because on the second day the kids were back at school, on the Tuesday, there was no vandalism at all at the toilets, because she was sitting outside. Her suggestion that we shut them the other days of the week, I'm not going to do. But, yeah, she has now finally been to the school and spoken to the deputy head teacher to get the message out. So first, there's been no vandalism there for 4 to 6 weeks. Schools are back, vandalism, things ripped off the wall and towels chucked everywhere. We've been fortunate, well, our vandalism hasn't been as severe as Shanklin, but Jackie is now finally on the case. Sorry, Mike. I'll pick up the war memorial under my update later.
New road toilets we've got later, in the CCTV quote. Revetment cycling.
And have the Bay Working Party, Revetment Working Party met yet?
Yeah, we did.
What's happening about cycling and the Revetment there?
They produced a list of excuses of why they couldn't do anything.
Totally.
They have said about signage though, didn't they? So signage.
Yeah.
They're going to be looking at, so I think that's the first thing. They're going to put signage on the floor.
Yeah.
So more safety. Look out for all users on the revetment.
Good. At least that'll be a start to get
something,
the signage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Last one, outdoor gym. To be considered before the next budget meeting. So we will do that at the January meeting. We'll consider that before it goes in the budget. Okay. Update from the Safer Neighbourhoods Policing Team. I believe Jackie was going to send some stats.
Yes,
right?
She has. And I don't find them very illuminating, but basically it's a bar chart. Of this one is ASB, that's antisocial behaviour incidents in the last month, with their locations. Sandown Road, Bramlow Road, Sandown Road again, Crescent Road. That was a two, the previous were one. Lee Road, Westlake Avenue, Battery Gardens, Co-op. Flat 459 Newport Road. The Marina Bay Hotel, there were two, and the Ocean Hotel, but I don't think they're ours, are they?
No, no.
Hartbury Hotel 1, Sandown Fort 1, Sandown Seafront 1, Sandown Yavelin 1. And then the various street records. As I say, I don't find that very illuminating.
John?
I can't speak for anybody else, but I think our local police force are doing very little to help us as a parish. Coming here should be a priority. Nothing was really done until Micah sorted it, and hopefully she will come. But when they do come, their reports are not that illuminating. I think we ought to have a better working relationship with them to say what to say, to so they can tell us what is going on and advise us how we can help. That's my thoughts.
Thank you.
While you were on about safer neighbourhoods and policing, there was another serious incident last Saturday of bottles being thrown over from Lake Cliff Gardens. This time it nearly hit a 56-year-old holidaymaker. It smashed her thing. There's another incident last weekend that was off of the Little Stairs, which is still in the lake. It was bizarre because the police had actually posted up on Facebook on their police page that they were going to increase foot patrols the weekend in Shanklin and Sandown and Lake. I don't believe they did. Well, I can't prove they didn't, but as they would have got them. You've seen that report, haven't you, on that? And there's various incidents that have stretched back the whole of the summer. We all thought this had stopped. But clearly, it hasn't. And we need to do something with the police, or somebody is going to get killed.
I agree.
I think Jackie is going to come to next month's meeting. She's promised us that. I think we need to, rather than have her present a load of stats to us, we need to tell her what we want from her. So at the moment, she's giving us stuff she thinks we want to see, and as Mike has just alluded to, what she's produced is a bar chart printed off a printer. That's not what a neighbourhood report, policing report should be. I think we need to use next month as an opportunity to tell her what we want from her, how we want it, how often we want it. If she's not at a meeting, we don't want a load of stats, we want a more personal report. Yes, Jenny?
I've got residents in Lake Green Road, where I live, have concerns of watching cars at 5 and 6 o'clock in the evening. They're speeding down Lake Green Road, and also I witnessed 2 weeks ago, and this was about 6 o'clock in the evening, because after they advised me, three neighbours, I'd actually gone out there and watched one car, because we've got parking on the right hand side going down Lake Green Road, you can only get one car going down at a time, and they have to wait for another one to come inside. Now, cars are actually, I witnessed two cars go on the pavement to go down the road. Mm-hmm. So they're actually driving now on Lake Green Road pavement.
That's been reported on 101 to police, has it?
I think my neighbour reported it, so I didn't. And so they assured me they did.
I think we could, speeding in the fairway is worse. And speeding on station approach, they go around, they avoid it. The bumps by going on the pavement by the rugby club. So
yeah,
we've all got speed.
They're actually when they go on the pavement, there's two families that have just one entrance going out of their gate, and it's quite narrow, that bit of pavement, and there's quite a few children.
All we can do is tell everyone to report it to the police, because you know, we can't stop it as a council, the police.
Yeah. Well, somebody's going to get run over.
So,
oh, yeah, it's just about what used to happen when Jackie came to see us. She was more or less regular every month, and she would say, okay, there's been 6 burglaries, whatever it was, and she'd say this, that, and the other about them, where they were, what's happened, as far as she's allowed to say what's happened, and she'd say there's antisocial behaviour, but nothing to worry about, and they've gone down a little bit, or whatever, and it's just. You know, she would give a little bit more background to it, and I think that is probably what is missing. You know, if you've got a robbery, she can't tell you who it is, what they've done. But all she can do is report on it and say it was a robbery from Tesco's. and that we think we've got the person or whatever. So
I think we'll use next
she
month.
She needs to go back to the way she used to do them.
Yeah, then that's what we need to tell her next month, what we want from her. John, then we'll move on.
Yeah, it's not a criticism, but I just heard that because somebody had phoned 111, you didn't bother. Now, the more people that phone, the more gets done. And my suggestion to everybody is everybody phone up if they see anything and just inundate 111 with that particular.
That was our message in the Ripples, that feeds into the Fairway Junction issues. It's, I know 101111 is a real problem.
111's
better. I know 101's a real problem, and that's something that I'll come to that when I get to my chairman's update. But we have to get the more you log. Okay, we'll move on. Number six, planning applications. 22/01449 11 the Mel, a single story rear extension.
Yeah.
Mike has printed them off.
I've just given you one there. This is.
Yeah, I had a look online.
It's a funny house.
It's the one that's set back. It's not actually on the Mel, it's set back up a valley.
So when you can't see, so you actually look up there.
On the other side of the sheet is a picture of what they're proposing to do. It's a very modest extension. I can't see it's going to affect anybody.
I've got no problem. I mean, Tig's had a look at it as well. Tig's got no problem with it because it is so far off the beaten track. Doesn't have a look at the park or anything either, does it? It's a single story extension. So, does anyone wish to raise any?
I've got no problem with it, obviously, but I just wondered why they had a side extension built in 2011 and they're doing the side extension again now. It was just, for me, it was a bit strange.
They live in the Mel.
Does that say it all? I don't know.
I don't know, it's a big house anyway.
It's weird. And I couldn't find any papers about the earlier one, but so I've got no objection to this one.
Yes, sir.
I was just going to say, back then, you could only develop so much percentage under permitted rights, couldn't you? Your garden, you had to keep so much, then you had to come back. They've probably changed it again so they can come back again for the second extension, because you probably wouldn't have gone through.
Well, we have no objections to the application. Yes, John, sorry.
I've looked at the comments put in, and there are no adverse comments at all, so I have no objection.
Okay, well, we have no comments to make. Have you got another one, Mike?
Well, there's a tree notification at 4 Oak Tree Close. Anybody knows it?
Yeah.
It's an oak tree removing crown and removing dead wood. But as I say, it's a notification, not an application.
Okay. Number seven, resolve a strategy for the replacement of new road toilets. The reason we've got this on the agenda, obviously, is revetment's done and done. Lakeliff Gardens, new units should be going in next month, so they'll be done. We've not yet resolved what we're going to do with new road toilets, mainly because we couldn't get anyone to quote. You've all seen the plans, haven't you, for new road toilets?
Well, there were two options that we briefly considered. One was to do at New Road what we're doing at Lakeliff Gardens, in other words, have a Danfo-type lift-in unit. The other was to modify the existing building by building out to fill in the square and provide a meeting room.
Or option three is to do absolutely nothing.
True.
So we've basically got three options. We can square it off, have a nice meeting room, new toilets. We can just flatten it and put some new toilets in, or mothball the rest of it, or we can do nothing. But we also committed at that point to consult with the public, because Lakeliff Gardens and the rent we've done out our own funds. New Road we'd have to borrow, take out Public Works Loan Board to do it, so we'd have to consult with the public first. So as a council, we just need to be clear on what we want to consult with the public on before we go any further. Yes, John?
That's exactly what my point is, that we've had a lot of discussions and a lot of arguments and a lot of bad temper over this in the past. The whole thing came down to the three options, and we must get the public to
Sorry, excuse me.
Yeah, we must get it public. Yeah.
So let us please make some type of arrangement where we notify the public, give them time and ask them to report back so we can go move forward with it.
The only issue is at the moment we can't get anyone to... Well, we know how much a downflow unit would be.
Well, yeah.
Well, give or take, we know what that would cost. We don't know. No builder has yet quoted us for squaring off that building. So we can go to the public with three options, but if I was a member of the public, I'd go back and say, well, how much would it cost?
Yeah.
And that's where we can't get to that stage because no builder will yet give us a quote. So, moving forward, you know, are we happy with the three options, first of all? Do we have a preferred option? We can do a consultation through the Ripples, absolutely. If the Ripples goes to every household, so we can, in the next Ripples edition, I can do an article and a questionnaire for the Ripples, that's not a problem. Do you think we need to have a quote, a price first of all? Because Pembroke, the public are going to know what it's going to cost them, aren't they?
Indeed. Is there any way of getting a quote? I know Mike has been at it. Is there any other people that we could ask?
Well, I think the world has changed a bit since a year ago when
builders
were trying to give away work, not take work. I've spoken again to the architect. He's pointed out that the building regulations changed on the 15th of June and are more rigorous. We'd need more insulation. He says one of the items that contractors were not happy about was the lack of detail in respect to mechanical and electrical specification. So that would need to be firmed up. And what it's sort of coming down to, I think, we'd have to spend £1,500, £2,000 to get to the state where we could send out proper tenders that people could respond to.
Right.
And then, of course, prices have gone up, and it's not for the record, but the extended version is going to cost £300k probably.
Right. That includes the downflow units as well? Or is that on top?
No, that's the...
Just the building?
The rebuild.
So we'd have to buy...
Yeah, we'd have to get the downflow units in there.
Okay. Which will cost around, well, Baycliffe Gardens is
170,
isn't it?
70, yeah.
So we're talking about £500,000, basically.
Could be.
Yes, Adrian.
Why I was going to declare an interest in Shankin's had a problem with their toilets, the positioning of them, because the building regs have changed and it has to be 3 metres away from the sewer. And they were going to put them right back in the slap bang in the middle of the pavement. And the residents have been up in arms down there.
So the toilet's got to be 3 metres away from the sewer?
Yeah. Apparently so. I was speaking to John and I just made a joke. I said, well, maybe then they could buy them at a discounted rate. Just as a joke. John Gilby said that Downflow have already got a unit that's been built 18 months ago for a council on the mainland. They pulled out and they've already paid 50% of the cost. If we was to completely flatten the new road, the cost of the units would be £115,000. We haven't managed to put it on, this only happened today.
So option two, the fact you wrote up a new bit down for units in, we can save money.
That's not that to me, nothing.
So what you're saying?
Right, okay.
Yeah. If we flatten New Road,
yeah,
we can get some cheaper units.
115,000 at the moment. That does not include, hang on, that does not include any groundwork. Please see attached. The unit would be of 115,000. This does not include any groundwork, utility costs, or charges. So that would actually be the cheaper option. We can circulate it later on. Can you circulate it all later on?
John,
if you've seen it.
Whichever option we have, apart from not doing anything at all, we would need a downflow unit.
Yes.
is it worth, because I believe we need toilets there,
yes.
We look at this possibility of getting the downflow toilets, get the downflow toilets in, get the other place taken down, and then at some other juncture, when we are more, when we have more money, we could then look at the borrowing the £500,000 needed.
The only problem with that is that when we do a consultation with public, it will be three options. Square the building off, have a meeting room and make the most of it. Knock it down and put a downflow unit there, or do nothing. So if the public's option is to do nothing, and we've already committed to buying toilets, you won't need the toilets. So that's the danger with, you're quite right, you know, 115,000 for a brand new toilet block is a bargain. But we're not at that stage in a consultation with the public yet, are we?
Could we make a decision tonight to put that to the public?
Yes.
As the two options?
I mean, I think
Just wind it a bit, yeah. Just backtrack a little bit.
What you need to decide, first of all, is are you still going for three options? You could determine that option three, the squaring off, is not going to be feasible, and therefore you wouldn't include it in the consultation. You would just consult, do nothing, or put in a downflow unit. That might be seen as a realistic way forward. Given, as I've just explained, you've got to spend a fair amount of money before you can even go out to tender.
I would feel happy with that.
Okay.
But however, I still think we need to put that to the public.
The piece
on
of
the
land,
board and ripples.
New Road's piece of land, we own the land. Well, we lease the land, don't we?
No,
we own the land.
It's our land.
So if we flatten the New Road toilets, and put a new toilet block on there, the rest of the land would still be ours for the future to do something with.
Indeed.
Put an outdoor gym or something. Or do use it for a
council meeting room.
Yeah,
in the future.
We need one.
We need a room.
The other unknown factor is what's going on at the church of the first state scientist.
Okay.
Because
I propose then that we put forward two options to the public.
Yeah,
immediately.
The toilet block that we've been offered as a 115,000 offer is a real state-of-the-art oval-shaped three-cubicle sitting out towards New Road on the site of the current gents' toilet. Demolish the building completely and leave it as it is for the time being.
Yeah.
Yes. So for consultation wise, we'd have to do it through the ripples, wouldn't we?
And the notice board, and also the website.
Or?
And by word of mouth.
Or, the ripples hasn't yet been delivered, the current edition of ripples hasn't yet been delivered, has it?
No.
So
if
we did an A4 consultation flyer,
absolutely,
put it in with the ripples, we could get it delivered before the end of this month, with the ripples, couldn't we? Sorry, Sue, I'm going on.
Okay, so how much were we quoted by Downflow to put a block in there then? Originally, I mean, I know the prices
have gone
up.
Yeah,
about 190,000. 190,
and this is 115.
Because
you've got to have groundworks carried out.
So we're talking another 30, 40,000 on top of that. Right,
and then you've got to demolish what's there at present.
Yes.
About 200,000, I would think.
Yeah.
The only problem with sending out a flyer in the ripples is that's what we did before, asking people, would they like a meeting room? You know, replace the toilets with a meeting room, etc.
Yep.
And we were told by, I'm not sure if it was you or whether it was Tig, that that's not a proper consultation. We were a bit hauled over the coals about it. But because it is reduced the amount, we are purely changing like for like. If we change the block there,
yes,
knock it down, change the block there, put in the new block, and leave the ground so that in 5 years' time we can look to build a meeting room.
Yep.
Is that, does that need a consultation? Is it over a minimum spend for work? And we're replacing, not like for like, because hopefully they're going to be better toilets. But we are changing the toilets.
There's no regulation on consultation and minimum spend. It's good practice.
Right, okay, that's fine. I just wondered if it was, you know, I mean, still to say to the, you know, to do it as a piece of paper in the Ripples, but I just wanted to make sure that this is, that it's the right thing to do. You know, if everybody comes back and says, don't do anything, well, we're not going to be any doing anything, are we?
No. Adrian?
Okay, it was for a place called Sefton they were originally going to go to. And they pulled out. We've got all the inside plans and things, but they are as they are. And that is the only reason why it's been offered to us cheap, is because it's been sat there for 18 months doing nothing, and it's coming in about a 35% discount.
But how long are they going to
hold them for? Who knows? My view is it's a very good offer for what they are, because they're not the standard downflow units like Lake's got. These are sort of they're the best ones they actually produce. And at that price, it is a hard one.
Okay.
My suggestion is that can we asked our clerk to write to you, can circulate all the emails, can't you? We've literally only just had them probably an hour before the meeting and the Queen died, so we never circulated. That's how close it was. If the chairman circulates all the information to all councillors, and could the clerk liaise with Mike to see
Joe?
The clerk.
Mike and I'm the clerk.
John, come back to you. John,
those that were with me when I got quite heated about a public consultation was based purely on the fact of building this new at the horrific price. It wasn't the fact of changing the toilets and renewing the toilets and downflow. It was purely for the cost it was going to take to make a new building, which we were going to have as a meeting room, etc., etc. And I remember Tig getting a tape measure out and saying it's only a table's width. Nobody actually looked at these properly. I did. I studied them.
We had it redrawn.
Okay, the original ones, right. And that's why I was saying get a public consultation. I can now quieten down on that quite considerably, as I believe this particular thought is a way forward.
Do Danfoe do demolition as well, or do they just... So if we say...
They will do it within a package price, but they're only getting a contractor.
So if I email you later on, when I go home, the pictures and John Gilby's email, if you can liaise with John to say what will be the whole package, cost of the units, the groundwork and the demolition of what's there, and express our interest in, you know, could we have first refusal on this special offer toilet? You know, whilst we just, you know, but we need to know the whole package cost, how much that will cost us on the Public Works Loan Board borrowing, and then we can make a decision from there, can't we? If we can just hold them. If John can give us a little bit of time to make a decision.
Yeah. Are you accepting Sue's point
yes.
that if we're replacing like
yes.
with like in the widest sense, we don't need
yes.
consultation?
I am.
We'd because need a consultation if we're building a meeting room.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But are we saying that that's out of our sight at the moment?
We can't get a quote for it. We've been 2 years...
Yeah, we probably could now, but you probably wouldn't like the figures.
Okay. Let's progress along the getting the figures from John, what the total package is going to be. And once he's given us that package, we can all we could just, you know, respond by email, Miss Sue. I mean, if we get a hold on those toilets for the time being, yes, we're interested in having them. Just give us the exact numbers, give us a week or so to talk to each other, and then we'll go from there, yeah?
Can I propose that?
You can propose that, John, yes.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. John,
I just want to apologise. Honestly, there was not enough time to send this out to her.
That's fine, it's fine.
Are we all happy that we progress on that basis?
Yeah.
Because we've been discussing Euro toilets for...
It's years, Paul. It really is years. I mean, it started back with Dave and Jerry doing a picture on a piece of paper. That's what we like.
Yeah.
And, you know...
We've got Lakeview Gardens done. We've got Revetment done. Let's get the new road done and move on from toilets.
But with a view to, in a few years, getting our meeting room.
Yes.
Yeah.
This will not affect the meeting room.
Okay.
Yep,
the meeting
room
could
back onto.
Yeah.
Happy? Right.
Doing the extension or whatever on the back of it to do a meeting.
Good. Right, thank you.
Agreed.
So, happy that, Mike?
Yeah.
Right. Item 8. Resolve the installation of CCTV at New Road Toilets.
Yes, we've got a quote for the installation of CCTV. Total $2,380. This is Guardian Fire and Security Systems in High Street, Shanklin. These are the people that Downflow use. But given what you've just said on the previous item, is it worth installing for a year or so?
Do we need CCTV though on all of our toilets?
Yes.
Lakeview Gardens, we're investing money in Lakeview Gardens. Do we need CCTV?
Yeah, I mean, the downflow unit is not susceptible to vandalism as anything else. Because you've got to pay to get into it, and when you get into it, most of the stuff that matters is behind the walls.
Yep.
So. The kids thing will probably go away with the downflow unit.
Adrian?
The only thing that Shanklin uses the downflow units and they have the external CCTV, if the antisocial and when it does happen around the toilets, outside, people trying to kick the doors in, it monitors the whole area as well. So if you've got somebody who's got mugged or somebody's been assaulted, the CCTV, because they're external, it does the whole of the area. If we are investing money into state-of-the-art toilets, and possibly now in two locations, I think both locations actually need to be covered with CCTV.
John?
Yeah, I think because we started to get problems at New Road Toilets, this would help Jackie, it would help the police force, it would help us. And I think it's a very good idea and I think we should get one ASAP.
I assume that the system would be, if we did put it on New Road Toilets, and until they get demolished and whatever, presumably that system can then be moved somewhere else or put up on the new toilets, can't it? It's a system that can be attached to anything, isn't it?
Yeah, it's two cameras.
Right.
There's no monitoring included. It's merely installation and commissioning. Somebody somewhere will have to have equipment to monitor.
It can be done by a mobile phone, and I'm quite happy to do that.
So,
yeah, well.
What I was going to say, is it monitored, and also what's the cost of it? Because there's no point in having anything if you're not going to monitor it, because, it'll film it, runs out of film, and that's it.
It's digital.
It would all play to Adrian's phone.
There was an incident in Shanklin that I witnessed. I couldn't get a hold of John, and it was some considerable hours. I knew roughly what time it was. And John got onto the camera, not onto his phone, he just linked in on his phone, and he rewound 10 hours. And they took still pictures and sent them to the police.
You did nothing with him?
They did.
Do we have a proposal, any view on should we buy a CCTV or wait until we get new toilets installed or what, John?
I think we should do it now, and I propose that.
Okay.
At the cost of £2,380.
So John's proposing we buy a system of a new road. Is anyone seconding that?
I will.
Bet will second that. Okay, show of hands, all those in favour of purchasing one of these systems for new road toilets. Show of hands, please. Okay, so that's six in favour. Anyone against? Anyone abstaining? Six in favour and two abstentions. So we get on and do one for new road toilets.
We'll make enough money back on the,
yeah. Okay.
On the cost of the vandalism.
Indeed.
I have only abstained because I want to make sure...
If you've abstained, that's fine.
Make sure they are universal to the new unit.
It's passed.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's passed. Okay. Item number eight.
How about number 10?
No. We've voted and moved on. We've passed the vote, we've moved on. Go on then.
I'll ask the question when I place the order.
Okay. I had another phone call also with Danflo. They phoned me today again because, as I said, we've got major problems. They've asked, would Lake Parish Council want the disabled standalone trolley in Lake Cliff Gardens demolished or left?
Demolished?
Demolished.
Well, can you tell John?
Demolished? The whole Lake Cliff Gardens is demolishing?
He's asked that tonight. Yeah. Do we want the standalone? Because he says it's watertight and make good storage.
No.
But the plumbing.
Can you just tell him?
The plumbing's knackered.
I'll tell him.
Yeah.
Okay. Number nine. This is the one I've changed the agenda for the events working party and remembrance update. John, over to you.
I seem to be shouting a lot this evening, but good evening, guys. The remembrance service on the 13th of November last year was good. But it's not Lake, it's just, and I would propose that we try and do something that is more Lake. We mentioned a couple of meetings ago of getting the actual poppies and putting the names on them and putting them on sticks, and that was agreed. I propose, and I would like your opinion on it, is there are 81 of these, there are four troughs, 20 in each, and I suggest that 10 go at the back, and on a shorter stick, 10 go at the front, like that.
Makes sense.
My further question is that those people of Lake who actually have people mentioned on the memorial might like to place those crosses themselves. And I would suggest, and again I would like your opinion, is that actually at the meeting we have eight people standing with 20 crosses each, or 10 crosses each, sorry, 10 each, and as the names are called out, they place them in the appropriate places. I don't think it would take long, and I think it would make that more for us. In addition to that, this is what we had last year as a service. It was nice, but I suggest that we now, and it's somewhere there, produce something which is a little more good, has all the names in, and that is passed around. The whole cost of all of this would be about 70 quid. That is for the paper, the printer, the this, that, and the other, and I can do it, myself and Naomi can do it all, but we need your blessing.
Yeah.
So what I'm asking is, do you think it's good that we ask eight people to place the crosses as we speak, or as it's read out, or do we place them before? I suggest we do, so I would like your opinion on that. So could I ask first if anybody...
The eight people, are they the relatives?
I preempted this, but Ripples was coming out. We've asked in Ripples if any of the relatives would like to do it. If not, then I would like eight people to, and I'm sure between us we can find 8 people that will do it. Yeah. So that is my thoughts.
So.
Yeah. I only say that when you're reading the names out as Paul and Vicky or whatever.
Well, yeah.
John, myself, Adrian.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You just read out the names. John Smith, Alan Smith,
yeah.
Paul Smith, etc., etc.
Yeah.
No one's going to be able to do one. You know, they're not going to be able to do more than that. And if you do Paul Smith and you have to wait for them to put it in, it's going to be a very long service on what could be a bitterly cold day.
Okay, I understand that.
What we suggested was that, like last year, myself, Adrian and John will read the names out in batches, but we'll pause at certain points. So, just suppose you two are doing 10 crosses each. I'm reading out 20 names. I'll read out 10 while you're putting them in. Then I'll pause,
okay.
Read another 10,
so
and put 10
in. It's not necessary that I've got Paul Smith and I've got
Smith
in. Right, that's fine.
The programme will be, there'll be lines on the programme that are putting in batches.
Yeah, okay.
If Mrs. Paul Smith wants to put her cross in,
yes,
she'll also be given the crosses either side, the nine to do. So
that way we can involve more people
in
the service.
So you're reading names out as 10 are going in and another 10 are going in.
So after 10, there'll be a pause until you finish your first 10.
Yeah.
And then when Beck comes forward with her 10, we'll read the next 10 names out. The vicar thought it was a brilliant idea. He said he said Lake service last year was poignant, quite sincere, quite personal. He liked Lake service last year. So we're going to freshen it up a touch. This is what we're going to do. He thought it was a wonderful idea.
Yeah, I agree. It was just the fact that if you're going to wait for the name and then the it's going to be such a long...
My concern at the meeting on Tuesday night we had was this is going to take too long. And the response was no, it isn't. And the vicar also, I said, yeah, Reverend Izzard. And he said, no, that would be fine. That's a good idea. It gives a pause in the reading of names.
Yeah.
The actual troughs, there were 4 troughs on each of the corners. Two people with their 20 crosses would stand in. Right? So as you read them out, they wouldn't have to go through all the crowd to put it in. Make sure it'll be military organised, and they'll be standing to attention.
So yeah, if councillors want to do 10, they're more than welcome. If there's some ex-military people that are there, that lady came from down the road last time in uniform, for last girl, she wants to lay 10. We just do it in batch of the 10. It won't be one name, one cross, one
that's
name.
Fine,
no.
That's fine. Yeah.
That will take forever.
So, are we happy with Reverence? Yes, Beth, sorry.
Can I just say, in the past, the crosses have been in a couple of weeks before.
Yeah.
Will it work if the ripples that this year the ceremony will be changed?
Plan is to put some crosses. There will be some crosses in there, but we'll take those crosses out on Remembrance Day. Then the proper ones will go in on Remembrance Day, and we'll leave them there for a period of time with the wreaths after. Yeah.
Okay.
So there won't be 81 crosses like there normally is before.
No.
There'll be a few there.
Yeah.
Then they'll come out on that Sunday.
You have seen them with the names on, have you? Do you want to pass
the proper ones with the names on will go down.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And the
only offer to cut them all out, which is good of her. What else do you want to mention about Remembrance, John? Mike's on with them.
Right, the other thing was mindful of Her Majesty and the Embeds Committee will be held shortly if her health gets worse. We unfortunately have heard that Her Majesty has died. We need, I think, as a council to do something. And my suggestion is that on the day of her funeral, the day before, that a number of us go to the flagpole and we ask the vicar to read out a small on behalf of Lake. That's my suggestions.
There will be national guidance coming out
yeah.
from through the ROA Council within the next day or so. It's already been planned.
Okay, but we need to be able to put that into motion.
But coming back to remembrance, is there more stuff you want to mention on remembrance, or are we done and dusty with that?
I think I've done.
I take it we're in the afternoon again.
2:30, yeah, so we talked about flower beds, didn't we? Photographer.
Yes. Sorry, my fault.
The union flag.
Yes, the photographer. It was suggested that Chantelle, who did before, is requested to take the photographs of video. And there was one other thing. Sorry, it's got out of my head.
Flower beds? To make sure the flower beds are done?
Yes, I'll ask Mike to. Yep. Let's be done first.
So, are we happy, first of all, with the arrangements for remembrance? Okay? Do you want to just finish off the Jubilee summary, John, as well?
Okay, the summary of the Jubilee. We were given a budget of £1,500. We actually spent £1,504.30, but that included with the repair of the Tommy, and it included a number of other things. So we came in within budget. And thank you for all that helped. I think it went well, and I think people liked it.
That's very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Before we leave events, the Christmas carols at Thurles Green, can we set the date? Probably Saturday the 10th of December. If you are happy with that, can start getting it organised. Who is in charge of lighting the tree? And how do we get the electricity?
We have the lights in the store.
Yeah.
They go on the tree a few days before Island Roads come to connect it up.
Okay, so how is that arranged?
I arrange with Island Roads to come to connect it.
So a couple of days beforehand.
And then I'll let someone know.
Yeah.
Adrian.
Emerson.
And then you can take the lights out and put them on the tree and leave the plug pointing at the socket.
We did, in fact.
We've got all the new balls now as well, haven't we?
We bought a lot of stuff after the last Christmas when it was all cheap. And it's in the store.
We also need to make sure that the hedges are all cut properly and fully before we start decorating the tree. The last time the hedges were bigger than the tree.
I was going to bring that up as part of my thing, but as you've spoken about it, I think Thurles Green, as we have now taken it on as being our flagpole area, the gardens are pathetic. The hedges are pathetic. I think we need to try and think about having some permanent person that will go in there, plant some nice plants, and make it look attractive. We've got a seat there now. And I went there to do the flag today, and there's weeds.
Overgrown, yeah.
That's what I was going to bring up.
Yeah.
The
Isle of Wight Council maintain that plot of land, but obviously maybe twice a year if we're lucky.
Yeah, but they don't plant plants. And do something that we can get a gardener.
Are we allowed to?
As long as we pay for it. Yeah,
absolutely. That is my suggestion.
It would look nicer, actually, because it just shrubs there. It's all just green and white. So it's a nice planting. Would look lovely, a bit more cheerful.
Can we get the men in sheds to quote, maybe?
What, to cut the hedges and plants?
Just maintain, keep the place, not necessarily cut the hedges, because that's Island Roads, but cut the grass. Cut the, just plant and keep the garden nice. Make it a garden.
The hedges need cutting down before we decorate the Christmas tree, obviously.
Yeah, but that might normally...
Yeah, we can get a quote from Men in Sheds, can't we? Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah. Adrian,
well,
sorry.
They might do it within the money we could.
Yes, Adrian.
I'm working currently with a tree surgeon. His name
Lee Jeffries, no relation to Mark. He's got all the cutting equipment. He's registered with the Iowa Council. He's got all the public liability insurance. Would you like me to ask someone I'm working with him tomorrow at a big meet to go and have a look at the Thurl screen and price it up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please.
Is he a tree surgeon? Why would he be going cutting grass?
He's a tree surgeon.
Yes.
And also he's got a gardener's business, and he's also got the contract for Temple Farm.
I didn't hear about the garden business. I heard he was a tree surgeon.
He's got a contract with Temple Farm and Gurnall Pines.
Yes, please.
He's got a stethoscope and he goes around.
Yes, please, Adrian. Mike's happy that, you, Mike.
Yep.
If he gives the figures to Mike, or by yourself to Mike.
And what do we want, planting and cutting, or just cutting?
Maintaining it and planting some plants.
Okay.
Okay?
To maintain the plants.
John.
Thank you, I've said enough, I think.
Happy? No more? And can we just have it as a standing item on the agenda, Mike, the events?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 10, finance, as per report. You've all got Mike's financial breakdown.
It's a long one because it covers 2 months.
Do we have any questions? The toilet repairs, I guess that was for the PC, the board, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. You all happy? Okay, it's nice and easy. Lovely, thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Okay, number 11, report from the clerk. 11.1.
The external audit has been concluded, satisfactory and sent to the audit. They ticked us off again because we didn't admit that we'd made wrong provision last year for public rights. If you remember, you probably don't remember, but we were a few days out when we did that last year. And we should have therefore put a crossing this year to take account of that, but we didn't. That's my fault, I apologise, but it doesn't affect the validity of the financial and accounting statements. I had an email from Chris Ashman at Isle of Wight Council about Bay Area Place Plan. It trips off the tongue, doesn't it? Following publication of the Isle of Wight Corporate Plan, I'm writing to the 3 Bay Councils to ask if they would consider their support for the development of a Bay Place Plan. Local place plans are an important feature of our approach to area regeneration. Since the place plans have been developed in Ryde, Newport and Cowes, local businesses and community groups have been drawn in with the support of the Isle of Wight Council Regeneration Team. Place plans in other parts of the island have been instrumental in identifying island and government planning funding priorities. Population of over 15,000 is the minimum to provide the necessary economies of scale, hence a proposal to develop a Bay Area Place Plan. The commitment of the Town Council, I think he means the Parish Council, would involve staff and Town Councillor time in supporting plan development and implementation. Contribution of approximately 5,000 is requested towards a budget of 20,000 to employ suitably qualified consultants to develop the Place Plan. He said he's happy to come and talk to us if we would like that. This is not quite a local plan, which you remember we rejected at the June meeting. It's a rather wider thing, but it has much the same effect.
except as he says it for the bay, it would have to be done on a joint basis. Are you interested in going any further? And do you want him to come and talk to you?
Let me throw a bit of detail in this. On the 17th, in July, I had a meeting with Chris Ashman, with the Mayor of Shanklin, Chris Quirk, and Councillor Ian Ward, because we were fed up the back teeth of all the island's efforts being put on flipping Newport and flipping Ryde. Every bit of money the Isle of Wight gets goes to Ryde and Newport. Ryde have got this whole interchange thing being done, and all the focus is on Ryde and Newport. There's never any focus on the bay. So we spoke to Chris Ashman and said, you know, will you please focus on the bay area? It's the biggest tourist area on the island, and the bay gets no investment whatsoever. His answer to that was, you know, the bay needs a place plan. The three councils in agreement with the place plan, and that will make us far more attractive and far more powerful when it comes to putting in bids for things. So when the Isle of Wight Council puts a bid in, they'll be able to put a bid in for the bays based upon the bay's place plan. If we did our own town plan, it would cost us about £35,000, and it doesn't override the Isle of Wight Council's planning policy or anything like that, and it just isn't worth doing. But to pay for an expert or part of it with Sandown and Shanklin to put a bay place plan together will ultimately put us in a better position for things like the revetment, getting money and investment for the revetment, getting money and investment for the towns, for the cliff path, all that sort of thing, and the surrounding areas. The businesses are all involved in this place plan as well. So I think it's a great idea, personally. For £5,000, we'll get value for money in the future for investments in the whole Bay Area. So I think it's a great idea, personally. Long overdue. Yes, John?
I'm undecided totally. But to have three councils bidding for one plan, who's going to take the overall? Is there going to be a committee from each of us, or is it going to be steered by Shanklin?
No.
Steering groups drawn from the constituencies.
Okay. We'll have an equal say.
But will there be a committee with equal amounts of people on each?
There'll be the myself and the mayor, well, the chair of the parish council and the mayors and representatives from business across the three towns will all be involved in the party that works with the appointed officer drawing up the place plan for the Bay Area.
So Lake Parish will have a voice.
Absolutely, we'll have a stronger voice than anyone else. Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just say,
yes, Ben.
The Newport and Ryde have a place plan.
Yes. Well, whenever they put bids in, the Isle of Wight Council is aware of all these government bids, and they always put bids in, and the bid always involves money for Ryde, money for Newport. And we're fed up with it, to be honest. You know, and it's the Bay deserves investment as much as anywhere else. So yes.
So
let's
see. Sorry.
Go on.
So you said it would be you, Chris, and.
It would be the chair and the two mayors, and representatives of the business community.
No, so no councillors. Well, I mean, I know you're a councillor. Well, but there would be no councillors, no other councillors.
Not on the steering committee.
Not on the steering committee, but everything would be reported. Yeah, it would be. To answer the question a different way, I wouldn't make a decision for Lake without consulting the council first. So if anything comes up, and a good idea or not, I can't speak for the parish council. Represent the parish council, but anything that's suggested, you know, I'll report back. This the steering group will come up with this. What do you think? And I'll report that back next. So I will not make decisions on my own for the council. It'll be a council decision, but I will represent the council. The chair will on that steering group.
Okay.
Yes,
very briefly. When has the decision got to be made? And prior to the decision, is it possible that we can get a little brief to say this is our thoughts of what we want to plan?
There is no hurry to make a decision.
Right.
We could invite Chris Ashman to our meeting in October. Has anybody ever met Chris Ashman?
No.
You haven't, yeah? And you have? Yeah.
I think that would be good.
If you wish to invite Chris Ashman to the next meeting, we would invite him to our October meeting.
I'm asking.
No, that's fine. I deal a lot with Chris Ashman.
Does anybody else agree with that? Okay, fine, thanks.
Fine, we will. Perhaps if we respond saying, in principle, we're happy with the idea, we'd like you to come and talk to us in a little bit more detail. Yeah?
Thank you.
Are we happy in the IU? In principle, happy to support the £5,000, but we'd like you to come and talk to us next month. Yeah?
At the meeting, what was the feeling with the other two mayors? Were they thinking it was a good idea?
Oh, absolutely. Long overdue. We called the meeting with Chris Ashman because we were fed up with Ryder Newport getting preference on this island and all the bids for Ryder Newport. Our meeting afterwards, I'll share with you what we said afterwards, privately, not on tape. But yes, okay, we'll invite him to October. Okay? Sorry, mate.
Right. I had a email from Jeff Pidgeon, who's the district steward for Lake. And that's something you all know, that his father is former chairman of Lake Parish Council as well as a stalwart of the Methodist Church. He's dead now, but as I say, Jeff is our district steward. Anyway, Jeff wants to put a bench and some kind of plaque at 17. The green between 17 and 19 Merry Gardens. He wants to call it Pigeons Green, but anyway, that's for him. He wrote to us because he thought he had to get our permission.
Speak to Adam Rhodes.
It's actually nothing to do with us. The land concerned is still owned by the developer of the estate.
Yeah.
So he has to clear it with them. I did talk to the Residents Association and they had no objection. I suggest we say to Jeff, yes, we support you, but you'll have to sort it out with the developer.
Yeah.
And the upkeep of it.
He's not asking for any money.
The upkeep would be Iron Rose, ironically.
Who's going to pay for that then?
But that piece of green is owned by the developer, maintained by Iron Rose.
Right. So the bench that's he's going to put on there. Fine. I'm not against that. But when it starts getting musty or it starts falling apart, who's going to make it better?
Iron Rose.
Iron Rose are going to pay for it. Not the camp. No. Not the island. Not Lake Parish
Council. Jeff works for Iron Rose. He will make sure that...
That's fine. I'm just saying, we don't need any more calls on our...
You remember we bought two benches recently under our Welcome Back Fund, one for Thales Green and one for Merry Gardens. It's on the same bit of... but the opposite side of the grass to where the current bench that we got put in.
Yeah.
So we paid for it, but it's maintained by the roads, not us.
And email from the chair of the Isle of Wight Games Association, because the International Island Games are resuming in Guernsey in July 2023, and of course they'd like money to be able to send a team, and it costs £895 for each person they send. He's asking if we would make a donation of £100 per athlete.
Per athlete?
They're only sending
1,000,
that's all.
I was going to say, it's a big team, isn't it?
Yeah. Last time, I'm afraid we said no.
I would propose we say no again, personally.
Seconded.
Good.
Yeah,
okay.
We spoke about it earlier, the recycling on the revetment. The words from the Alawite Council was, the council is not in a position to impose a ban. In terms of liability, if there was a ban in place and somebody hurt in a pedestrian cyclist conflict or similar, and a subsequent claim investigation revealed that either the ban was illegal or that the council had failed to make provision for the enforcement
of that, the claimant would have a greater chance of success. In other words, they're frit.
Mm. Has that email been given to the Rebecca Working Party?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Seems to be impressed, I should imagine.
Sue Horton had a big grumble about the scooter rally and the how they behaved in Lake. And I don't think we can ever do anything about that.
I've had one complaint about the scooter rally this year. One from Sue Horton, who lives nowhere near the scooter rally. Funny that, isn't it?
It's because it's on the main road.
The whole of Merry Gardens estate didn't complain about the music, the noise. They were quite happy with the way the scooter rally was conducted. And we get one complaint because someone lives up the road. Yes,
just one thought on that. They have got this silent disco where
yes.
everybody listens to it through their
yes.
ears. But it doesn't stop them singing and shouting. So it is probably as loud or louder.
Yeah.
At 1 o'clock in the morning,
sorry,
I'm
sorry.
Not knocking it, they're trying. But
yeah.
It is better
than
the
bass
going,
bumps yeah.
going this, that, and the other.
Thank you.
Last one, Chairman. IWELC are having an open day at the Broadway Centre on the 24th of September, 11 till 3. It's a Saturday. And they are asking if council members of IWELC would like a table each.
That particular time.
Or half a table.
Yeah,
that was
Saturday.
Are we interested?
Personally not.
No.
Okay. I thought.
Okay. Tig hasn't given a report because obviously he was going to give a report. I know the one he would mention is that Cliff Road has now been surfaced. It's surfaced with sort of hardcore compacted down. The residents paid 90% of the costs. Barlow Council paid 10%. Didn't need to, but they did. I think Tig worked hard on that one to get the cap.
Yeah.
Do I think it'll last? No, I don't. Because I think people will now see a smooth surface, drive faster, and churn up the stuff that's been put down over. And Michelle's nodding. Yeah. It looks
and
nice now,
do,
doesn't it?
It does look absolutely lovely. And, it's fabulous that all the residents, not all, most of the residents chipped in for that. But yeah, it is going to be an excuse to go too fast.
Yes.
And it probably isn't going to last.
If the residents drove slowly, like they, you know, I think they're going to put signs at the end, aren't they? Speed down.
Yes.
They're not up yet, are they? I don't think.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, but yeah, it has been done at last and it's been
yeah.
sorted. From me, I like to praise Iron Roads. Iron Roads have been really good lately. I've had lots of instances of overgrown vegetation and hedges that's growing into road and narrowing roads and things. And I found Iron Roads on a couple of things. Both hedges and bushes have been trimmed immediately. It stopped scratching cars and stuff. So Iron Roads get a lot of bad press, but I have to say they've been really good for me on some of the vegetation overgrown. Not taking the tops off and being mindful of nesting season and stuff, but like Churchill's Close and Hilljars Crescent, there's a roundabout that was just overgrown. Iron Roads have been really good, and I have thanked them personally. Cemetery Road is now resurfaced. Didn't put the yellow lines back, which caused a little bit of a problem, because the bereavement team, the council responsible for Cemetery Road, that's why it got done, you know, but it's been resurfaced. They thought the contractors put the yellow lines back. Contractors thought they'd wait to be told to put the yellow lines back. So people from Skew Bridge were parking up there overnight, which caused blockages going to the cemetery. But that's all now been done. Copse Mead, you know, Graham came and spoke to us about sheep and stuff. They couldn't find any sheep in the end, but at Copse Mead. So they've started work up there now manually. They've been interrupted by dog poo everywhere. Bags people just lobbing to the undergrowth. So I put in my Beacon article this month, people now respect, you know, and I said, you know, once work starts there, people might see work's happening, it's not an overgrown copse, and they may even respect it a touch more. But they couldn't find a grazier. They've kept the summer grass cutting regime going. They're now about to start to widen the paths ahead of a big autumn cutting plan, brambles and scrub, and the surrounding area that backs onto Churchill's Close and Dean's Close. They're going to start cutting all that back to see what actually is in the ground. And hopefully, you know, next summer you'll see some wildflowers reappearing with the grasses cut down and thinned out. You'll see what was there, hopefully you'll be growing. But they're working really hard up there, and you know, we can go and look at it anytime we want to, but it's just a case of people respecting it now with the dog mess. I visited the land behind KFC the other day, Mr. Parks, man, I visited that site behind Premier Inn. It is starting to grow natural vegetation down there again. It's hard to say too much, you can't really make much, because obviously it's going to court. It will go to Crown Court. I can't remember the exact date of the Crown Court case now, but
I think
somewhere next year it's going to go to court. Until then, it's just going to be left as it is. We can't enforce the ground there to be cut, because we've enforced the fact that the guy just wrecked it without any permission in the first place. So because it's going to court next May, it'll just be left for natural habitat. Wildlife, I'm sure, is now, and animal life, I'm sure, has now reappeared there. But bear in mind, the land's obviously contaminated now with Japanese knotweed, so it can't be developed. So hopefully it will just be left now to be natural, like it was in the first place. We never have the trees back again. So, it can't comment too much, obviously, until the court case happens. We are where we are. And finally, I spoke to Julian Wadsworth the other day. He's doing an awful lot of work with the youth of the area, working hard with Broadley School, about some of the referrals he gets from the Broadley School and the police. He's still struggling to find a venue in Lake. So a lot of the Lake children he's working with go to the Heights for their sessions, because the gym aren't keen to give him a room after 5 o'clock, because obviously they rent it out. So he's using the Broadway Centre. There's been a lot of outdoor activities during the summer, but the projects he's doing, the funding he's gaining his issue now is Shanklin Town Council won't engage with him. So Sandown are partly funding it, Lake are partly funding it. We need to make sure that Lake get the credit for it, because at the moment Sandown think it's their project, but I'll take that with the Mayor of Sandown personally. But, you know, a lot of children in Shanklin are using the service. Shanklin Town Council at the moment aren't engaging with him. So that's one of my report. Yes, John, questions?
The Seven Adventist Church, the old co-op,
yes.
That is.
Yes.
That, is that used? Because I thought that was going to be the ideal place for the
Absolutely. Well, once they get up and running, he's tried to make contact with them, but he can't get hold of the person. Just like we couldn't, and no one can rent the rooms out.
Ripples are trying to get hold of him, and he just can't get hold of him. Is anything going to be done with it?
I think it's just bit by bit, isn't it? They put a sign up now, and the room's not finished inside, but there's no contact details for... I mean, I know Mike's tried in the past to contact them. There is no contact details we can find for them at all. If we find any, we'll let you know for...
That would be an ideal position.
Okay. That's all from me. Any questions? Yes, Beth?
Do we know why Shanklin won't get involved?
No. If it's something that Julian's taken up with them, because if he can say, you know, I'm working with a group of 20 children, 20 young people, you know, 8 of them live in Shanklin, you know, he should say to those 8 people, I can't work with you because your town council aren't supporting. But I think that's a conversation he's going to have with the mayor of Shanklin. I know Aidan's aware of it anyway, so, you know, so it'll be a case. Because if Sandown chipped into the funding, it'll be better and make the project a longer-term project. Okay. Item 12, councillors' reports. We'll go clockwise.
And I've got nothing to report.
John?
I think I've said enough.
Jenny?
I'm attending a Zoom meeting on the 13th for environmental and sustainability on the island.
Okay. We'll report back. Michelle?
Only that it was reported to me the other evening that the lights are left on in the toilets in the revetment once they're locked up at night. Is there anything that can be done about that? Because there was obviously a bit of a hoo-ha.
Yeah.
Because obviously the residents... residents of Lake are paying for
that? It's the same as New Road.
Is it burnt out?
No, the electrics are, probably still are, of an age and a fragility that if you start fiddling around with them to put a light switch in, you might end up with a very big bill. And it's, yes, people get a bit agitated about it, but it's something that's been going on for years and will be dealt with when the toilets are renewed.
If you remember, when John gave his report, his initial report on the three toilets, he suggested that ultimately the sensor lights on the abutment did need or could be replaced, as could, you know, the toilet seats and all sorts of stuff down there. So I think it's something that we could build into a, you know, but as Mike said, the danger is because the whole thing down there is so old, you put new sensor lights in down there.
I mean, there are, but the lights are like on sensor, but not all of them.
Yeah.
Some are on all the time.
Yeah.
So, but obviously I will just,
they've been on for 15 years, to my knowledge.
When you go in there, more lights come on.
Yeah.
So they do work, but the bulk of them are on anyway.
Better being stuck off, I suppose. But I'll raise it with John. Yep.
Okay.
Any else?
No.
Bet?
No, nothing.
Sue?
Yeah, one thing. Oh, right. you know, we've got this cycle race going, well, not really going through Lake, it's sort of like missing out.
There's nowhere near Lake, does it?
No, but if anybody wants some Isle of Wight Day bunting to put up, if you actually are on the route, then you could get some at David Thornton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know he was still doing it, but yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the parish council will have to ask for it and then give it to anybody that needs it or wants it. But
it's coming nowhere near.
They're not really coming through us, are they?
On the public highway.
The cycle race is bypassing Lake.
Yeah.
Paul, can I just say one more thing?
Of course you can.
The half-mast flag, can you tell me again when it has got to be raised?
At 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, when the new sovereign is proclaimed,
right,
it goes back up the pole, but it returns to half mast at 3 o'clock.
Three o'clock, I think.
And stays there till after.
Thank you.
Sorry, Paul, there was one other thing. And this is the website, so I don't know which one of you it is. Pauline's photo, everybody's photo is all nice and in line, and Pauline's is there. So just move the photo over, okay? Just nice and neat and tidy.
Just, yeah, okay. I'll be sitting here tomorrow night doing it. I can chase it all down the blood. I'm sorry, Pauline. I am trying.
No. Oh, he's not there.
Pauline. Okay, Pauline, right. Okay, this new lady.
Yeah.
Yes. To actually get it on there initially, I will try my best, but I move.
Thank
and maybe
John.
When I speak to Dave, he can help me moving it around.
Adrian.
Has the bins been repositioned in Lake Trip Gardens? Have they been put back to where they originally were? And the dog bins?
Fig would know, but I don't.
Would you like to personally email Tig and ask him that question?
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. I've got a few little things. Mike's touched on Chris Ashman, that's fine. On the 22nd of September, finally, the other councils have agreed to sit down and have a chat. I've been trying to get Sam down and Shankly in town council around the table, just for a natter between the three of us, for a year and a half now. But finally, we're going to sit down on the 22nd just to discuss joint issues. One of the joint issues we're going to discuss is the Police and Crime Commissioner, because she's promised she'll come for a visit to the island to talk to us about our policing problems, like people chucking things off the cliff of Lake Cliff Gardens. It's also happening in Shanklin and in Sandown. People are lobbing things off the cliff, and also hitting people below. But the Police and Crime Commissioner did come to the island 2 weeks ago. I don't know why, because she only met certain people, not in the bay. It was a big waste of time her coming. So we're going to press that she comes and talks to the three bay councils, because we all share a similar policing issue. So we're going to press that when we meet on the 22nd. We're going to write a combined letter to her saying we want a meeting with her to discuss safety in the bay area, from jet skis to cycling on the revetment, to people lobbing things off the cliff, you know, to speeding, to all sorts of things. So that will happen on the 22nd. Want a quick question?
Yes, if this meeting, if she does come, would we be allowed to attend?
She won't be at that meeting. That would just be the. But if we get her across,
yes,
I would suggest, or you know, I would suggest to Councillor Lightfoot and Councillor Quirk that we invite all councillors to a meeting with her. Yes. Fairway Junction. Councillor Jordan is still waiting for stats from the police on how bad that junction is. I'm sorry, it's not all about stats, but he is going to have one last go to get hold of the statistics. Then he's agreed to meet me at Fairway Junction in not too distant future. But I'm still not convinced that 101 is being used regularly for people that have near misses there. I know we put it in the Ripples, we always mention it, it's my Beacon articles. You know, any near miss there must be reported. If it's a pedestrian who steps out and the car doesn't stop, even though pedestrians got right of way now, it's all changed around the new highway code. But I'm not convinced that 101 is being used enough to report things, and if the statistics don't say that. But as I said to him, yeah, it's not about stats, it's about common sense. Come and sit there for half an hour with me, you know, and watch what goes on there. People coming out of Tesco's and blocking the road off and stuff. So he has now said he will come and do that. He's got to pin him down, because he's pin him down to a date. Talk about the revetment. Final thing is, obviously, the youth football club have now got their 25-year lease on their new football pitch at the bottom of the old Sandham School site. They've mowed it once, and 2 weeks tomorrow, I've got the Hampshire Football Association coming across to have a meeting with them at the football club to discuss funding options to develop that site, because they'll now have, they've got 120 people on their books now. They'll have three sites now. They're going to run, they're going to start in January running girls teams.
Excellent.
And they also want to set up a disabled team. There's no disabled team on the island. There's a disabled cricket team, but there's no disabled football team as such for young people. So when they get this new pitch up and running, they want to do disabled and ladies football. So if we get the Football Association, hopefully, will cough up some money towards helping the youth football team of Sandown Lake get cracking. So they're still going to use Fairway Park, obviously that's their home, but the other two pitches they're going to use, they've got one by the Hurricanes and one near the new pitch at Sandham, so they'll be spread over three different venues. So it's exciting times for the club. We're trying to get some funding for goals, a little clubhouse like they've got down at Fairway Park. So yeah, the club's doing really well, and they're grateful for the money that we give them to help support their bits and pieces. So that's all from me. Any questions? Okay. We'll just interject public questions. We always have public questions at the end. So before we come on to item 13 on the agenda, do we have any public questions based on what you've heard this evening? Stephen, yeah, go on.
Sorry, no, just a quick comments. I'm very pleased to hear about this bay plan with the three councils working together, which is something I was always advocating from day one. And I know there's certain councillors in Sandown previously said to me that stood in Lake and Shanklin and Sandown, I would generate a conflict of interest. And my answer was always no, because there's common things and interests that we must solve and work on together. Now the Bay Revetment Working Party is one of those that I'm on with your councillors here, Michelle and Jenny. We had that meeting, it was an hour and a half. Councillor Heather Humby was there as well from Sandown, and it was quite detailed, and we thrashed out the revetment issues with cyclists. And one thing I think Jenny may have forgotten to mention was the Isle of Wight and I suggested a network of CCTV cameras, and this would help the police. And now you're talking about public toilets having the benefits, Council said, of the CCTV to identify youth crime, and I think that's a brilliant idea. I was just going to comment that Danfo in Shanklin, I believe, sorted out the CCTV. And I think Councillor Whittaker made the point, just to make sure if you're spending the money on the CCTV that it will be compatible with the Danfo system, because that is a really good system. They identified the youths from here, Shanklin the Standard, who tried to burn down Shanklin Theatre as well, and they've got more on that CCTV clear picture. So the other thing to say, the PCSO, the police on Facebook, you may have seen, they put up a bit, suddenly is going up a video with Councillor Andre this time, and also about their work in the Bay Area, Shanklin Lake, Sandown. So they seem to be getting in the public. And the other thing was, going back to Shanklin Town Council.
Don't bother about Shanklin Town Council.
It's an item on this agenda, Julian Wadsworth.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware that Shanklin Town Council have ever discussed and rejected interacting with him. So
Perhaps I could ask that, you know, I'll ask you a question. Perhaps I could ask that you and Adrian raise this, because, you know, if we do, he's working for the Bay, and as far as I'm aware, he's saying to me that Shanklin aren't engaging with him. But
I'm not sure we've ever had it on the agenda, but I know.
Right, okay. Did you have any quick questions? Or
that's it.
Okay.
Why?
No, you can't.
They got a youth club. You was told that.
Okay, thank you. Ladies, do you have any more questions? Okay. Item 13. To consider passing a resolution under section 100A/4 of the Local Government Act 1972, public and press be excluded from the meeting for the following items of business, namely agenda item number 14, on the grounds it's likely to be disclosure of exempt information as defined in paragraphs 1 and 2 of part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act, and in the circumstances of the case, public interest in maintaining the exemption outweighs the public interest in disclosing the information. So I propose that we vote to exclude the public and press for item 14.
Second.
Sue's happy with that. Are we all in favour?
May I ask, does that also include the recording?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Right,
so can I just thank, ladies, thank you very much. Stephen, thank you for coming. Jen, as usual, thank you. I hope we'll see you again at future meetings. But that part of the meeting is now closed.
Thank you.
Yes, John, it
does. Does this get turned on again afterwards?
No.
Or
no. Okay.
Meeting closed at 10 to 9.